Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. I welcome you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever, ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Holy Spirit, we honor you and bless you this day. And during this time and season of your awesome and mighty moves in our lives, and over this I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done in this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your love, your power, and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate our hearts, saturate our environment, saturate the airwaves, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio service, I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen at another time experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power, and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning, and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us, that fresh dew from heaven. Your morning dew, that heavenly morning dew, let it fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from your holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We love you, Holy Spirit. We ask you to lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, teach us. Help us, Holy Spirit. You are our comforter, our teacher, our guide. We are totally dependent on you, Holy Spirit. Anoint this altar of prayers, the altar of prayers in our hearts, as individuals, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the altar of prayers on this, in this prayer service, oh God, also anoint this altar of prayers. Praise, worship, miracles, devotion, signs, and wonders. We rededicate these altars of prayers to you, the altar of prayers in our hearts, the altar of prayers in our homes, the altar of prayers, hallelujah, in the service, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let the altar of prayers be a global altar of prayers for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us always magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs and wonders and miracles. We pray for healing, deliverances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray for salvation, most importantly for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and thank you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we say to the Holy Spirit this morning, we love you. We say, Holy Spirit, come. We choose to walk in obedience and faith as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with others and when we seek to build others up. Oh, Father, we seek to build others up. We choose to be diligent in maintaining the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, come. You drew us into salvation. You grant us intimacy with God, our Father. Holy Spirit, our bodies are temple of you where you dwell. You abide in us. We, Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Holy Spirit, indwell each and every one of us. Fill us up, flow out from us, and pour yourself out upon us. We consciously welcome you into our hearts at the point of our salvation. We were baptized by you at the point of time. We yielded our outer faculties from self-control, asked for, and sought for your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant yielding of our hearts and soul to you, which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow out through us, empower us from within. We desire that you be poured out upon us through your various workings. You gave us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the enemy. Truly, your power sets the captives free. Holy Spirit, come. You are welcome. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. You will not grieve you through grumbling, careless words, angry, or unbelieving words. We will not grieve you, Holy Ghost. When we grieve you, this causes us to fight against, open the doors for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflicts between others and us as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We will only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your inworking power in our lives. We will not speak against you or disregard you. Holy Spirit, we will make, play, anointed, worship music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our heads and purifies us. You are the light that shines in our minds, anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and live tuned to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogues with angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your pictures light up light upon the eyes of our hearts, and we find ourselves saying those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your effortlessness through which your revelations come to us and show us things. Holy Spirit, you give us your thoughts. We will let you illuminate. We let you illuminate our minds. Illuminate our minds, Holy Ghost, with revelations through spontaneous thoughts. We will tune away from our own calculated reasoning. Fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling, flowing river. We sense your words as spontaneous thoughts which light upon our hearts and minds. As we are in your presence, thank you, Holy Spirit. We can hear from you. Holy Spirit, what is in the heart of God? You encourage us to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you, and you then speak it into our spirit. So we are taught by you, Holy Spirit. We pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your lightness, your peace. When we are in your will, we sense unrest when we are not in step with you. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let us always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release within us God's holy emotions. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort us. You fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughing. You give us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You give us God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner desire to obey God's laws. Your presence within us is a down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's holy emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge so we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Holy Spirit, you anoint our tongues. Give us the words to speak when we stand before kings, when we stand before others. Put anointed words on our tongues all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, and to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, our spirit is speaking with God, and our mind is out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, you anoint our mind. When you anoint our mind, we have the mind of Christ. So we worship in spirit and put no covetance in flesh. You anoint us with divine flow of thought. As we yield our minds to you, you anoint our reasoning, allowing us to reason along with Almighty God. So yield our mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts and pictures to guide our reasoning process rather than us guiding our reasoning process. You guide us. From apart from you, we are nothing, but with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our hearts, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us each step as we take each step. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick, to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skill in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask for and receive your flow and your anointing, we are amazed of what are your hands can do. We are amazed at what our hands can do. We can feel your power and give energy and twinkling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You give us with divine creativity. You make all our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release the knowledge into us. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as long as we live tuned to you. Holy Spirit, we come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy is through the working of you, Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are covenant of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life come about as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming us from weakness to strength. We put our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in and through us. Holy Spirit, we worship you in spirit and in truth, and we put no confidence in the flesh. You cut evil, weakness, and pain out of our hearts. And Holy Spirit, gave us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold, powerful, just, and courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of faith, gift of healing, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom come forth in that place with power and gift. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed preaching and teaching. We tune to your flow as we prepare and as we preach and teach. We speak that which you are speaking and not our own words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come. Anoint our words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in word only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs of wonder, such as casting out demons, healing the sick, and setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you are saying, and then stepping out in faith, acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for our life's work. You commission us, watch over our life mission, and guide and empower us to complete our life's destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take us away. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access before the throne of Abba Father. You let us see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and peoples and needs that are a great distance from where we are. You are not bound by time and space. And when we are in you, neither are we. We choose to live seeing and hearing and sensing you. Holy Spirit, you are our life. Your ways are better than our ways. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is better than our wisdom. Your power is far greater than ours. Thus we say, come, Holy Spirit. Again we say, come, Spirit of the living God, come. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, come. We need you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ramasandiriya karamasetiriya ko. Oriya sandiri kuriya mosotoriya karamasandiri. Holy Spirit, come. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come.
Come on, worship him. Worship him tonight.
Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
First attendee in this conference, your host has joined.
Oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Good morning to those that's just joining us this morning. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am, that I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We, once again, we just praise and bless God for each one of you this morning. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. We give you all honor and glory. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit who is teaching and leading us and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you once again and we ask you, Holy Spirit, to take preeminence in this service, take preeminence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, take complete control of not only this devotion, but every single detail of our lives. We surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of the living God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, O God. And we cry out to you, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Lord, we pray mercy for our children. In the name of Jesus, mercy for our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, mercy, mercy for our spouses, mercy, oh God, for our siblings, mercy for our nieces and our nephews. Oh God, have mercy upon each and every one of us. Mercy for those that are here this morning. Be merciful unto us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bring down your mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, our souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we mark the blood of Jesus on the doorposts of our hearts, on the doorposts of our homes, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we cover our cars, our transportation, the blood of Jesus, oh God. We cover our children and grandchildren with the blood of Jesus, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, with the blood of Jesus, our siblings, with the blood of Jesus. We speak healing to our bodies through the precious blood of Jesus, deliverance through the blood of Jesus. Restoration comes through the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth for God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us according to Zechariah 2:5. And the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we pray your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your biddings in our lives. Holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals, holy angels that are assigned to this ministry and this prayer, this radio morning glory, O God, in the name of Jesus, to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that we are under open heavens. Thank you, O God, for open heavens in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you that the holy angels are now descending and ascending from your holy throne room in the name of Jesus, doing your biddings in our lives. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you for souls being saved. We thank you even as we are praying that healing and deliverance and restoration is taking place even as we are praying. We bless you and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Psalm 145 says, we will extol thee, our King, our God. Our God and King, we will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day we will bless thee and we will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and we will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He is slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. We will speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Our eyes wait upon you, O God, and you gave us our meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Our mouths shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless the name, your name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from the scorn of thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as far as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. For as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed all our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as a grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, you ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. According to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, as we come to this word this morning, We come with praises and thanksgiving with gratitude in our hearts. And Father God, as we come with the word, we pray, oh God, Father God, that you will open our hearts to receive what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, that we'll receive revelation with understanding. And Lord, that we'll be able to apply this word in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for this word coming forth. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you, Lord Jesus. I decree, and Holy Spirit, you take preeminence. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. My eyes behind the cross, all of you and none of me. We thank you for your word coming forth. We thank you for that your word will germinate and produce fruit. Your word will never return void. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We are talking about the Holy Spirit, and yesterday we went over the emblems, the Holy Spirit. But I want to throw some light on some of the emblems of the Holy Spirit. I want to go over a few of them. We talk about the water. We talk about the oil. Hallelujah. And we talk about the dove, blessings pour out, the fire, the rain, the dew, the wine, the dove. Hallelujah. And then we got a voice. We have a few more in the name of Jesus. But I just want to start with one of the emblems and just go into it, because I think that's what we need to focus on this for this morning in the name of Jesus. Now we're looking at the Holy Spirit as a seal. The Holy Spirit, S-E-A-L, as a seal. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. What does a seal indicate? Ownership. A seal indicates a finished transaction. A seal is your identification, security, genuineness, value, authority. Okay, so we're talking about in the Bible, when the king used his ring or whatever for a seal, that means that order could not be reversed. Hallelujah. During those days when a seal, and things are not really authenticated until, even when you go do business and you get a certificate, you get a degree or whatever you get, you need it authenticated by the seal. Amen. It's this ministry has a seal. And when we use the seal and we press that seal on the certificates or what we're giving, it's a seal to show that you're a part of this minister, I am that I am, and we authenticating what the Lord has placed in your life. The Lord has told us to authenticate this, and one of the things I always say, and I say, we don't do anything without the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us. So when we look at the word for seal again in the dictionary, it says an embossed emblem. A figure, a symbol, word, letter used as an attestation or evidence of authenticity. That means without the seal on your certificate, it is useless. Hallelujah. A seal is a stamp, a medallion, a ring engraved with such a device for impressing or the like. So when you do the seal, we have a seal. When we press that seal down, we press it on the paper. It's, the seal what we have is a silver seal. And we press it down, you press it on the paper, and that is a seal. That's when for example, if people go and get a birth certificate for them to know if you're an American citizen and you in any other country, for that certificate to be authenticated, they have to press, a seal has to be put on it. If a seal on it. It is not real. It's fake. It's false. So to seal, authenticate whatever you're doing, the seal is an assurance. If the seal is not there, and nobody will help you without that seal. Task force, there's a seal. Hallelujah. For example, when you go to purchase a car, the Mercedes-Benz you see there, there's an emblem on it, which is a seal. Of course, the things, they have emblems and they have seal on it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the Holy Spirit and his emblem. One of the emblems is a seal. And this is why I want to talk about it first, because it's indicating that you are part of the body of Christ, because the Holy Spirit has put a seal on you. A seal is on you when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You have a seal. Suppose I cannot see it, it's there. A seal is upon you the Lord has placed. Let's look at Ephesians 1:13. And you were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, which with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. You are sealed with the emblem of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:22. Seal of ownership on us. The Holy Spirit set his seal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. So every one of us have a seal when you receive Christ, and that's the seal of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The seal of the Holy Spirit. That means you are authenticated. That means you can walk in the power and anointing of Almighty God. You are authorized by God. When you have been sealed, he has given you the authority. Hallelujah. When you have his seal, you are identified as a son and daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If God put a seal, that's ownership. He has ownership on you. Hallelujah. A seal. And sometimes people put things in their personal, on their clothes. And if you just, it's a seal is like a brand. People talk about branding, okay? And, when people are branding stuff, that means it is theirs. If I put a seal on something and I have a minute, I will use my logo, whatever, they call it branding when you're looking at the world now. They call it branding, but that means, let's say if you have a Gucci bag, Gucci has a seal. Amen. In the name of Jesus, and Michael Kors have a seal, and that's why it cannot be fake. Amen. In the name of Jesus, because you know the authenticated seal of Michael Kors. You know the authenticated seal of a Mercedes. You know the authenticated seal of Gucci. All these designers. So if somebody come with a fake designer bag, you will not buy it because you that seal is not there to authenticate it, or there is a fake seal. Hallelujah. And so that means it's not the real thing. It's fake. Hallelujah. But you carry that seal. It's not fake. It's from Almighty God. That seal that he would give you grace to pray. The seal, hallelujah, that means you have access in and out of the throne of God. You can come to God anytime. You have the seal of the Holy Spirit upon you. Hallelujah. You are not alienated. You are right there with Almighty God. That seal is on you. Every one of us, we carry the seal on us. The seal of the Holy Spirit. That's why sometimes you see your friend going through a certain changes and different things happening, or you will have favor with one thing and your friends don't have favor because you have the seal. It's better to have the seal of God than the seal of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If you're here, you're not born again, and you want to receive Christ, we can pray for you so you can have that seal, that stamp of approval placed on you. If you've already received Christ, we pray in the name of Jesus that the seal of the Holy Spirit activated and manifested in your life, so God's perfect will can be done in and through you. The seal authorizes you to greater grace. That seal upon you, you is authenticated. You got the grace to pray. You got the God give you, have given you now the anointing to heal, to empower, to do all that he has called you to do. Hallelujah. Because he has his seal upon you. That was when he has the seal upon you, then you can say, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper, because his seal is upon you. When you have his seal upon you, hallelujah, you have that confidence and that boldness. Hallelujah. And you walk in the boldness and the confidence of this seal, this best seal in the world of the Holy Spirit upon you. So I this is what I wanted to elaborate on about the seal. Hallelujah. When it, in the book of Esther, when Haman wanted to kill the Jews, the king had to put his seal on it. And once the king put that seal on it, he could not reverse it. Hallelujah. That means that it had, the order had gone all over against the Jews. The king had put his seal. Some kings used a secret ring for the seal on it. And so what happened in the book of Esther, as I'm giving you an example, and you have time, you can read it. What happened even when Esther had favor with the king, the king could not reverse that seal. So the king did another order and put his seal, which upper told the Jews that they could fight back. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus, because he couldn't take back that first seal, so he did something for the Jews to be able to fight, because he authorized it. Amen. To overpower. Now it was left up to the Jews to, hallelujah, to do what the Lord had told them to do. And that's how they want, you know, everything were in their favor, because of the authenticity of that seal that overpowers the other one. Hallelujah. And that's what people, that's wisdom. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So sometimes the enemy will put a seal to kill, to destroy, to steal. He's going to steal, to steal, kill, and destroy. So we become his target. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Be confident that that seal of the Holy Spirit is right on you. Hallelujah. It's invisible, but it's there. It's right on you. Hallelujah. The seal. What are my son that he according to myself? So let us pray this morning. And we bless your name, O God. We thank you for this word of the emblem of the Holy Spirit, which you spoke about the seal. O God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your sons and your daughters are understanding what it means to have the seal of the Holy Spirit upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would give us more grace to do all that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. And Father God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We ask you to strengthen us this morning in the name of Jesus. Empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We started with the Lord's Prayer this morning. And so we will end with just the benediction in the name of Jesus. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, don't forget, walk in your authority in Christ Jesus. God bless you.